Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from Lindsay via Instagram. We're on Instagram at What Fresh Hell Cast. Lindsay DM'd us to say, I have a 2-year-old who used to love helping me pick up his toys. The mess never got out of control. Ever since he became a big brother a month ago, he is really struggling in general. Lately, he won't help me pick up his toys, and after I clean them up, he will run over and dump them out and pull all the books off the bookshelves. I have started leaving the mess until the end of the day, so I'm not spending all day cleaning, but yesterday, he tripped over all the toys and busted his lip open. Any advice on the toy mess and the transition from 1 to 2 kids? That would be great. Lindsay, you're battling 2 things here. First, the little prince has been supplanted, and you are right to have compassion about the struggle. It gets better. It gets better fast. It's only been a month. As your toddler forgets that there was a time when he was the only one, and also as the baby gets more interesting and interacting with the baby becomes more interesting for him, the intensity and frustration of this moment will subside. And you're right to give him some more, give him a free pass, more cuddles, more all of that stuff. But the second thing I want to talk about was the cooperation. You are going to want to listen to our next full-length episode, which is coming out in just 2 days, about getting kids to cooperate. That whole episode will be useful. But something we talk about in the episode is that kids who are younger than 3 don't really understand things like sharing, things like taking turns. They don't understand the greater good. They don't understand cleaning up because we should, because wouldn't it be nice if the house was nicer? They just really can't see beyond their own wants and needs when they're 2 years old. But what your child does want is time with you. So I'm wondering if you can make this, the cleanup time, something that you do with him. It's a little stealthy, right? But you say, oh, you know, let's sit down. We're going to clean up the toys. This is how you pitch it. No. She can't do this. She's just a baby. She has to sleep in the swing. It's just our time. No, you can't come. You know, you can talk to the baby. The baby's not listening to you. You can't do this. This is just Charlie's time with mommy, and we're going to organize all of these cars. Let's look at the cars. Let's put all the big ones together. Can you show me all the big ones? Have them line them up. Have them organize them with you. Have him decide where they should go on the shelves. And even if it doesn't make that much sense, as long as it's off the floor, let him be like, they all go here. All the big trucks go there. Sometimes your kids will really surprise you. They're sort of organizational principles. He might want all the blue cars together instead of all the big cars together. You know, go with it a little bit and make it your shared time. Also, I totally applaud you for cleaning once and not all the time. That is the most important thing to do when you have a baby and toddler at home, is sort of let go of the ongoing clean all day thing, because you just can't. But the most basic solution, if your kid is just dumping everything out, is to give him less stuff to dump out. I encourage you to kind of think like a preschool teacher. Think about when you go into a preschool classroom or in the morning or a daycare, they don't have everything in the whole place out. They only have certain things out. Today it's magnet tiles, and over there is finger paints. Tomorrow it's Play-Doh at the big table, and over there it's beads that you can string. It's different all the time. This sounds like more work for you, but it doesn't have to be. Get some big Tupperware tubs. Hide it. hide most of it, stick it in your garage, under the steps, wherever you can do it. And then once a week after he goes to sleep, go through it, put some stuff away, and take other things out. When he wakes up, it will be like Christmas morning. And I'm telling you, kids do become much more absorbed with toys and books after they haven't seen them for a couple of weeks. And when there's less to play with. So I'm not saying throw it out. I'm saying rotate, have the selection, but take most of those books out. Make this not a choice your kid can make. And then when he's feeling frustrated about his little brother or he's feeling bored, he has sort of fewer things to play with and to make a mess with. It does get better, Lindsay. Hang in there. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com or reach out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You guys know how to find us. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.